Today we have a guest joining us here in studio. Michelle Anderson, the Atlantic Public Library Director, is with us here this morning. How are you?
I am very, very good. How are you?
Wow, that was very optimistic. You must be having a great Christmas season.
Well, sure. What's not to like?
How's library business during the holidays? Pretty busy still?
We kind of go in spurts, like one day might be super slow and the next day will be like super, super busy. So we just go with the flow. We're here to serve. So if you come in, we'll be ready to help you.
Well, and the advent of so much online, including being able to check out books online and stuff too, you can't necessarily gauge the traffic at the library by the number of footsteps you hear walking through.
Right. Although if you want to check out books from the library, you still have to have a current library card. So you have to come in at least once every 3 years to do that.
So it's good to see people.
It's good to see people.
Always good. All right. Very good. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about a program that you've got going on here now that actually you've done before, and I wasn't aware of this, so we're going to talk a little bit about it. It's a craft supply exchange. Talk about that. What is that?
Yeah, so if you missed out, we did it last January. But if you missed it, it's essentially like the used book sale that we have twice a year, except instead of books, we're asking for craft supplies. So people bring in craft supplies that they're not using at home, or maybe they thought they'd get into knitting and then that didn't really work out. So bring in craft supplies, anything you might find at a craft store, scrapbooking paper, buttons, fabric, whatever it might be. And then we set up shop in the meeting room at the library, and you can pick out something new. So it's a little bit different than the book sale because we do offer donation tickets. So if you donate supplies, we will give you donation tickets equal to what you brought us. So you bring us three bags of stuff, we're going to give you three donation tickets. And then when we set up our little shopping event, you can use those tickets to fill three bags to take home something new.
Oh, wow. I would guess, I don't craft myself, but a lot of people do in a lot of different mediums. I mean, there are a whole different ways that people do that. I assume there's a lot of leftover.
Right. And winter is the perfect time to be working on these craft hobbies because a lot of people don't want to spend as much time outside. So this is a great time to be working on that quilting project or, I don't know, knitting, crocheting, scrapbooking, paper crafts.
Cross stitch. Diamond painting is kind of a new thing.
It's a big thing. We didn't have any donations of that last year, so I don't know if it might be too new for people to be ready to get rid of stuff.
I would imagine just about anyone who does any kind of crafting projects at all probably has, if for lack of anything else, like a file cabinet or a shelf or a chest that has all kind of scraps of whether it's fabrics or, like you said, buttons or different types of things, thread, all kinds of different things that might be there that you thought, well, I'll hang on to these. I might be able to use them again. But now you look and it's like, gosh, I don't even remember when I used that stuff.
Right, right. Or maybe yarn was on sale, and so you bought yarn for a project that never materialized. And it's just better to get that supply into somebody else's hands who will be ecstatic to be able to use it.
Yeah, and you know, the crafting supplies and things. Well, we've seen some stores kind of disappear in some of our rural towns, and some of those stores have been places where you can get some of these items.
Right. Right. And I know I've heard many concerns about stores going out of business right here in Atlantic. And this is in no way in reaction to that. This is something we've done before. But yeah, this just gives people a way to not have to spend a bundle to try a new craft or to, you know, pick up a new project of a craft that maybe you already do. Just a nice way for the library to connect people and shift resources, you know, from sitting in a closet to being able to be used.
Yeah, if you are really engrossed in a certain craft, you may have all kinds of things or whatever, if you're really immersed and really into it. But if you're just starting out and thinking, I might try that, see if it's something I like, this is kind of a safe way to stick your toe in the water.
Exactly. Well, and last year, I think we've got two or three sets of crochet needles. I think they're called needles. Crochet hooks. And you know how they come in a variety of sizes. And we got like two sets of nearly every size of crochet hook. And I thought, well, this would be a great way to really get into this, because here it is, you can pop it in a bag and put some yarn in the bag with it, and it's $3 to walk out with it. Or if you donated, it's one donation ticket.
Yeah. Now, you said you did this last year, had a lot of success.
We did have a lot of success. The weather wasn't terribly cooperative.
When is it?
But we did. I think ultimately we raised just a little over $200 from selling supplies at $3 a bag, and that doesn't count the donation tickets. But we do have, so the event isn't happening until January, but we wanted to get the word out now, because now is when people are going through closets. So when you're packing away your Christmas stuff and you come across a box of craft supplies, or if you're one that does like a big winter cleaning, like I'm home, I'm off work, and I need to clean out, you know, this closet or this garage or whatever, that if you come across craft supplies, we're just asking that you think of the library and bring it down to the library so that we can have another successful craft supply exchange.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be specific things. You mentioned crochet hooks, knitting needles, things like that. It could be things that can be used for crafting projects.
Right. We get patterns. We get craft books. We do ask that you don't bring, like, partially completed projects or, like, kits that are half done. You know, if you have a kit that you bought and never used, absolutely drop it off. But we're really looking for supplies and crafting ideas that other people can really run with.
Yeah, you bet. And something that'll be interesting for someone else to
right.
maybe give a shot. It's kind of the ultimate recycling program for this type of stuff.
We're trying.
Where did this come from? Was there a need for this, or did you just kind of somebody bring up the idea and you thought, let's give it a shot?
So we've been sitting on this idea for quite a time, because we had seen other libraries doing this with success. Mm-hmm. And then that, you know, thing happened where everybody had to stay home and you couldn't do stuff with other people. And so we sat on it, yeah, for probably 2 or 3 years of saying, we should really try this. We should really try this. And last year, January of 22 was the first time we were able to feel comfortable enough to say, yes, we're ready. I think everybody's healthy. I think we have enough assurance that we're not going to get sick by hosting this. And yeah, it was great. It was great success. Lots of compliments, lots of donations. But I'll just say again that the exchange isn't until January, but if we don't get the donations, there can't be an exchange. So last year, things tend to trickle in, or not trickle in, but the very end, mm-hmm. like the last week and a half is when all the donations came in, which is fine. But it's just, it makes me nervous that we're just, you know, about a month out from this. And I just have a little bit right now.
Yeah. So there's still plenty of room. You're taking donations through January 11th. It says
right.
here on my notes.
Yep.
And then the actual exchange will happen on Monday and Tuesday, January 16th and 17th.
Right. But if you donate, you get to shop early on January 14th.
Okay, so early picking idea.
Early there. Picking.
Early
you
picking
get the best selection.
Very good. Well, it's always good to have that. And this is an opportunity, again, for folks to be able to recycle some of those things and to make this work. Now, with the book sale, I know the Friends of the Library helps. They step up to help out. You've got a number of volunteers there. Do you have some volunteers helping with this project?
We're in contact with a couple different groups that have expressed interest in volunteering. So we're fleshing out those first, but yes, our Friends of the Library group has helped in the past, and we expect we may ask them to find us a few. It doesn't take a bunch, like it's not quite the same scale as the book sale.
Sure.
But they do help out when we ask, you know, we need a few volunteers for this day, can you find us a few?
Sure. You mentioned last year it generated just a couple of $100
right.
for the library. You're not doing this necessarily for the fundraiser.
No, the fundraiser is just an added bonus. Again, it's a way to keep those unused craft supplies from going to a landfill. Get Absolutely. Them into the hands of a crafter.
Collecting dust. All the things that they do when we forget where we put them sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. But yeah, so if you have any of those different things, whether you're a scrapbooker, you work in fabrics, you enjoy some of those specific things we mentioned, crocheting, cross stitch, those types of things.
I think last year we got some silk flowers. Somebody must have been big into flower arranging. And we got doll making. We had heads and limbs. So you just never know. You just never know.
Different, but you might be able to find use for it.
Somebody's found a use for it.
Very good. All right. So check that out. And if you can help, if you've got some items to donate, they'd love to hear from you. Stop on by before January 11th to make those donations. And then put those January dates on your calendar then, too, for the actual crafts supply exchange. And if they'd like to know more?
You can find us at the library. Call us. Stop by, check out our website or Facebook page. We have information up on that all the time. But we'd be glad to see you. So a visit to the library is always welcome.
All right. Very good. Michelle Anderson, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for the invitation.